raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embrace-EA that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis. Because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, April 7th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
4th of July celebration returning to Barney Schwartz Park. Caltrans to replace existing bridge at Toro Creek on Highway 1. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The city of Paso Robles has announced that the planning phase for its 2026 Independence Day celebration at Barney Schwartz Park has kicked off. This year, the city is gearing up for a once-in-a-lifetime generation celebration to commemorate the nation's 250th birthday. To unite the community in an unforgettable display of patriotism, pride, and connection. The celebration has grown each year, and the city's goal in 2026 is to raise the bar even higher with live music, local food vendors, an action-packed fun zone, and an obstacle course for all ages to enjoy. As the sun sets, the Paso Robles sky will be filled with a spectacular fireworks show. Parking and admission to the event are all free. Sponsorship opportunities to help out this event are still available, with both financial contributions and donations of goods and services needed. Sponsors will enjoy an exclusive VIP sponsor zone with reserved parking and premium fireworks viewing. On March 14th, an inmate died at the San Luis Obispo County Jail. 48-year-old Trinidad Castilleja of San Luis Obispo was pronounced dead at 8:59 p.m. when a staff member dispersing medicine to inmates found him to be in medical distress. Castilleja was arrested on December 18, 2025, and had been in custody on three separate cases. The sheriff's office coroner's unit has determined the cause of death to be the toxic effects of fentanyl, with hypertensive cardiovascular disease identified as a significant contributing condition. The death has been ruled as accidental. How Castilleja came into possession of fentanyl remains under investigation. No further information is available at this time. Caltrans to replace existing bridge at Toro Creek on Highway 1. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
It's good for you.
Wait a minute. I wanted to fuck you and you came. My husband can't fuck after he comes.
You can't fuck after he comes? Well, that's his tough luck.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Railroads already face ongoing service delays, raising concerns about how a major merger could impact reliability. This is part two of our three-part series with American Farm Bureau Federation economist Danny Munch as he shares insight on the proposed Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern merger.
There's inelastic demand out there for railway issues. Most rural shippers are already captive shippers, so they don't have any other options to move product. That includes 95% of grain elevators. So if a railway increases their transportation cost, you have to absorb that increased cost, or you don't, or you're not able to move your product to market. And we've seen, you know, over 2 years ago, back with COVID-related disruptions, labor shortage-related disruptions, a few of our livestock operations were just days away from not having enough feed to support themselves. We saw in previous mergers close to $4 billion in negative impact to the economy in the first Union Pacific Southern Pacific merger, where there were months of service disruptions and operational failures.
Coming up tomorrow in our third and final part of this series, Munch discusses national security risks and why supply chain redundancies matter. Once again, Danny Munch with the American Farm Bureau Federation. I'm Lori Boyer with today's Line on Agriculture Report here on the Ag Information Network.
Triple T Land and Livestock's annual production sale is Wednesday, April 8th at Buffalo Livestock Marketing, Buffalo, Wyoming. Lunch at noon, sale time 1 o'clock. Don't miss these 55 yearling bulls, bred to bring profitability to every aspect of the industry with the most elite sires and standout genetics. Check out the bulls and 30 replacement heifers offered this year at bar-t3livestock.com or come see them in person at the ranch in Newcastle, Wyoming. Triple T Land and Livestock. Bulls bred to keep you in the black.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
I don't need whole lots of money. I love that song. And actually, it's true. You don't need a lot of money at Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, we have a lot to celebrate. First of all, we're celebrating our third anniversary already. Do you believe that? So by celebrating, I want to say thank you to all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that consistently buy from us. So thank you to them. Thank you to all the repeat customers. And for more celebration, we got slabs and prefabs. Buy one, get one free. We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have 270,000 feet of luxury vinyl. So come on down to 3850 Ramada for tile and slabs and 447 North Main Street for our cabinets and for our luxury vinyl. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
KPRL News continues at 7:15. Construction is set to begin on a bridge project on Highway 1 in San Luis Obispo County. The project is located on southbound Highway 1 at Toro Creek, removing the current southbound bridge and constructing a new structure in its place. Caltrans says the current bridge is in poor condition and features non-standard railing, geometric features, and associated roadway approaches. The project's construction is set to begin today, spanning a half mile north of Yerba Buena Creek in Morro Bay to about half a mile north of Cheney Avenue in Cayucas. One lane of travel will remain open in each direction at all times, according to Caltrans. Travelers headed in both directions will be redirected to the right-hand lane. The project is expected to be complete by June 30th, 2027. CHP has released the identity of the woman killed in a multi-vehicle crash on Highway 101 north at the Cuesta Grade base late last month. On March 28th, a Toyota Camry attempted to turn left onto the US 101 south from Higuera Ranch when a 2023 Toyota Highlander collided with the vehicle. The passenger, now identified as 69-year-old Nancy Louise Cunningham of Streatham, attempted to exit the vehicle after the collision. She was hit by a Hyundai Tucson traveling northbound at an unknown speed. She was flung from the vehicle, landing in the southbound left turn lane at Higuera Ranch, and was pronounced dead at the scene. CHP says the driver of the Hyundai could not see the blacked-out Camry ahead of him. Drugs and alcohol are not believed to be factors in the collision. Cal Poly President Jeffrey Armstrong has released a statement regarding the Artemis II mission and the Cal Poly alumni Victor Glover on board of the spacecraft. Artemis II is the first manned spacecraft in over 50 years to have traveled to the moon and is one of NASA's planned missions to once again put mankind on the moon. Among its pilots is Cal Poly San Luis Obispo 1999 engineering graduate Victor Glover. Armstrong's statement said, quote, "Victor and three fellow astronauts are farther from Earth than any human beings have ever traveled. They are a testament to what's possible when curiosity meets opportunity, when hands-on learning fuels ambition, and when determination is paired with service." Armstrong also asks for faculty, staff, students, alumni, board members, parents, and supporters to keep positive thoughts and prayers to the safe return of the astronauts at the end of the week. The Paso Robles City Council will consider an appeal against two new developments for the Ravine Water Park. Ravine Water applied to construct a new no-splash pool and a hot tub with a surrounding concrete deck. The plan was approved in February, but has been appealed by Ranch and Coast Properties. The appellant says there is incorrect and incomplete project descriptions, a lack of off-site improvements, a need for traffic studies, and other concerns. The Planning Commission says they do not pertain to the project and do not rise to a level that would warrant denial. City Council can choose to approve the appeal or deny it. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Phillies beat the Giants 6-4, the Angels over the Braves 6-2, Dodgers beat the Blue Jays 14-2, the Padres shut out the Pirates 5-0. Tonight, the Giants will face the Phillies, the Angels will go against the Braves, the Dodgers will face the Blue Jays, the Padres will go against the Pirates, the Athletics will face the Yankees. In the NBA, tonight, the Kings will face the Warriors, the Lakers will go against the Thunder, the Clippers will face the Mavericks. In California news, a human skull was found in Long Beach, California during an Easter egg hunt. Authorities say the skull was found Sunday afternoon at DeForest Park. A mandible was also discovered. The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner's Office will attempt to identify the remains, but no further information is available at this time on how the discovery was made or about how long they have been at the park. California's Salton Sea has been called the Saudi Arabia of lithium by Governor Gavin Newsom. Experts estimate about $500 billion in lithium lies beneath the ground in the area, which is used for energy storage and electronics. Environmental groups and residents of the area, however, are hesitant to turn the area into a lithium mine. Extracting lithium would require immense amounts of fresh water and tarnish the environment for its local residents. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:19.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened modestly lower. Investors are moving cautiously with the 8 p.m. Eastern Time deadline approaching for Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz. Universal Music shares opened up 9%. Bill Ackman's investment firm Pershing Square is offering to buy the company. The offer values the business at about $64 billion. Shares of health insurance companies are higher after the Trump administration revealed plans to increase payments to Medicare insurers by more than 2%. Next year, United Health, Elevance Health, Humana, and CVS Health, parent of Aetna, are all sharply higher. United Health and Humana shares are up 9%. Elevance and CVS shares are up more than 4%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded, 805-674-1383.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org. Partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com, and we're set and ready to go with Freedom of Speech, which is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL. Join us on the Tuesday edition on The Right Choice. Coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters, Barry will have on, first up in the 1230 portion, Reverend Frank Triggs, the Easter and Passover, the similarities and the myths, then more. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, Dr. Sarah Forsyth, the rise of regenerative medicine and how regenerative alternatives compare with traditional pharma treatments. Very interesting. So find out all about that this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Don't forget the spaghetti feed. The dinner, Italian Catholic Federation, St. Rose, coming up on the 18th. If you'd like a couple of these tickets, just email me, Kevin at KPRL.com. I will let you know, as always, through the email if you got the tickets or not. That easy, that easy. All righty, let's see here. On the email, but that has to do with something else. All right, so what do we have? Oh, another study has come out. And we've had these studies before, and just like before, I don't know why we had to spend time on these type of studies, but once again, it is about the people who put Gavin Newsom into office and the California's minimum wage for fast food workers. And once again, another study has pointed out that has led to negative outcomes. Negative outcomes. GGG, what a surprise. The outcomes, again, this is one from March. Higher menu prices for consumers, reduction in employees' working hours, widespread elimination of overtime, and loss of benefits for employees. Further decreases in employee opportunities are being driven by automation and the adoption of labor replacement technologies is accelerating. The prices at these places has soared 14.5%. And how many jobs were lost? 10,700 jobs. And despite this, that California officials are doubling down on these minimum wage laws. A phased-in minimum wage law hike in Los Angeles mandated up to $30 per hour for airport and hotel workers. Well, they're already seeing the elimination of that, of workers there. The Hotel Association of Los Angeles, they commissioned a study that found hotels have eliminated or expect to eliminate at least 6% of positions. And again, there are other cities across the state that are pushing for higher minimum wage, such as Oakland. And of course, you've probably heard about New York City and other cities around the country. I don't understand, is this the people that either vote for this or mandated such mandami, are they that stupid? You know, we ask that question many times when we make the reference an eighth grader can figure the results of these things out. So what is the real reason behind it? Does anybody have any idea of why they are really doing this? It's not to benefit the people. I just told you, 10,700 people in California have lost their jobs because of it. And not even, I'd like to see them combine that study with those jobs lost, with the amount of jobs that have been lost from big companies leaving the state. And more to come, more to come. So it ties in here a little bit with this because the automation and so forth. Here we go. An AI robot in your home. The robot stands about 5 feet 3 inches to 5 foot 9 inches tall and weighs 170 pounds. Now, this is the spec. It's a company out of China. It moves on wheels and it can run longer on a single charge. The robot can run roughly 6 to 12 hours depending on the use. And what can it do? Well, it can do almost everything. They have multiple joints, can lift up to 26 pounds, precise movements. It has sensors and hardware that help it understand and move through your home. It uses cameras and depth sensors to see objects and spaces. How about that? And the robot is designed to follow through on tasks from start to finish. Instead of stopping after one action, it can continue working through a routine without needing constant input. And it is can prepare food, organize items, and interact with home appliances inside real residential settings. So here are some of the examples of what it's being tested to do. As I mentioned about the meals and handle kitchen tasks, assist with basic routines like morning prep, clean rooms and surfaces, pick up and organize everyday items, move objects from one place to another, handle laundry tasks like moving clothes and hanging them to dry. Chris, would you want a robot doing the chores for you?
I mean, who wouldn't?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No. Again, we're talking the birthday thing.
What birthday thing?
The difference between how many birthdays you have had and how many birthdays I have had.
No.
I just wouldn't want something like that around the house. Handling objects, moving through the spaces. Now, I guess you could say in a way we have that a little bit now with the, I don't know, what do you call them, smart stuff? You know, turn on the light over the kitchen table.
Smart homes.
Yeah, smart homes. Maybe as you get older, people may like this because let's face it, cleaning the stuff around the house isn't exactly the most enjoyable thing. Although some people, you know, they don't mind doing that. I personally like to see nice floors, cabinet, you know, the whole thing, the countertops. I like to see it all cleaned. But again, as you get a little older, tired, or maybe some physical things that make it a little bit harder for you to do so, that maybe this would be just fine. They don't have a price on this because, again, it's in the testing stages. But you would be okay, somebody making your bed and doing your laundry for you?
Well, look, if I think about how it would actually practically be applied, no, but in concept, it sounds nice. But realistically speaking, I think something like that would be making way too much noise while it's moving around.
They don't say anything about that. I'm just guessing it's not going to be, it probably won't be as loud as a vacuum cleaner. That's my guess. And even if it is, they'd probably be able to figure out a way to minimize the sound on it. Okay, so the idea that a robot can cook, clean, and organize your life has been...
I wouldn't trust it with cooking.
you wouldn't.
No, that'd be way off limits.
Well, you know, again, we've brought this up before about there are some ovens and so forth that you can synchronize. You know, you get off work and you got a 15-minute or whatever the drive is, and you say, hey, start the oven, you know, preheat it, which I think you said you would not be in favor of that. I wouldn't. I would, you know, because the risk of fire. But if you had this ability and then, you know, you want to get home and you don't feel like making a meal, the robot could show progress in combining the culinary skills. And I don't know how that works. You know, it doesn't get into, you know, making homemade jams or anything like that. It doesn't say specifically, you know, what cooking is. I don't know. Okay. So anyway, that's the could be the wave of the future, ladies and gentlemen. How about you? Would you want that? So then we would have even less to do when we come home. Oh. No, we can watch more TV and watch all those things that would do the work for us. So combine that with the AI that is here and continuing to grow. What are we going to be like? For those of you, Chris, have you ever heard or seen The Jetsons?
Yes, I have. Well, I haven't seen it. I've heard of it, though.
Okay. You've seen the back of Bill's car, haven't you? The license plate?
It says, I haven't paid attention to it, actually.
Okay, it says something Jetsons.
Hmm.
All right, because he has that EV thing.
Cybertruck.
Yeah, the Cybertruck. And if you go back and look at the Jetsons, it was pretty far-fetched. So I guess it started in the early 60s. I don't know. But anyway, so, you know, we're going back, you know, 65, 70 years. And for many, it was far-fetched. But the Jetsons, if you remember, they had computers, they had flying cars, robots. The maid was a robot, and they had jetpacks to get from one place to another, et cetera, et cetera. So this is or could become reality, you know, within the next who knows how many years. The question is, do you want that? Or the other part of it is, well, for those of us that grew up without it, maybe not. Again, as I mentioned earlier, under certain circumstances with aging and perhaps some other issues. But if you grow up with it, that's going to be the, like, no big deal. Everybody has one. I don't know if this makes sense, but TV sets. Not everybody had a TV set. And then, yeah, okay, then a lot of people had TV sets, but they were in black and white. Not everybody had a color TV set. And now, I don't know if they make TVs in black and white anymore. So all these devices or these robots and the, you know, everything else going on, it just could become every day and not a big deal for down the road. I don't know. And again, they don't give the price on it. They don't give the price on it. But it could be well worth your time and so forth to do that is to have a robot do all the work for you. Every single, just about every single thing. Now, it doesn't get into anything about taking care of your animals, which that would be a hoot to see, particularly cats around a robot. Dogs would probably be okay, you know, but cats would freak out. One of our cats, when the vacuum comes out, I don't see him for an hour. He's gone. He just, as soon as he hears a certain closet door open, the eyes open up and he's looking, and as soon as it comes out, he's gone. And where he ends up in the house, like most cats, you don't know because they have a secret space to go that you can't find. As far as the other cat doesn't care. I can go right past it in the with the vacuum cleaner, and she Pistol just lifts up her head and says, get this over with, will you? Anyway, so down the road, folks, it's a coming. It's a coming. Our life is constantly changing, and we will see where this goes regarding that and the robot. All right. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. Kevin, no, on the email, Kevin, no way would I want a robot doing household chores for me. Okay, that's along my lines. No explanation of why not. And I don't know if I really have a reason why I say no. I just wouldn't. I just wouldn't. Anyway. All right, we're going to head this way, folks. Exit, stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. On March 14th, an inmate died in San Luis Obispo County Jail. 48-year-old Trinidad Castilleja of San Luis Obispo was pronounced dead at 8:59 p.m. when a staff member dispersing medicine found him to be in medical distress. Castilleja was arrested on December 18th, 2024, and his death has determined to be accidental from the toxic effects of fentanyl. Construction is set to begin on a bridge project on Highway 1 in San Luis Obispo County. The project is located on northbound Highway 1 at Doral Creek, removing the current bridge and constructing a new structure in its place. Caltrans says the bridge is in poor health and features non-standard railing. Travelers headed in both directions starting today will be redirected to the right-hand lane. The project is expected to be complete by June 30th, 2027. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump hosting a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. With the president's 8 p.m. deadline for Iran to deal, or its bridges and power plants will be destroyed.
It'll happen over a period of 4 hours if we wanted to. We don't want that to happen.
Fox has told the U.S. bombed dozens of military targets on Iran's Kargil and oil terminal, bunkers, radar, and ammo, but not landing docks. Rescued airman Dude 44 Bravo expected to be transferred to the U.S. Landstuhl Hospital after his audacious Easter rescue. And NASA's Artemis II crew emerges from the dark side of the moon to return to Earth. The first humans to set eyes on the moon's far side. Now on the return to Earth mission control.
Thank you. Godspeed.
By the way, the crew says the dark side of the moon looks brown with greenish hues. America's listening to Fox News.
April is in full bloom at Tattoo Palace, and so are the winds, with pedals and payouts. Every Thursday in April, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner will score $5,000 cash plus a barbecue grill. The cash blooms every Thursday, so don't miss your shot. It's pedals and payouts, only at Tattoo Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Hi, my name is Austin Streamland. At Slow Heating and Air, our passion for delivering exceptional quality and service never wavers. We're a family business serving our neighbors with honest service you can trust. We can help you fix, maintain, and install new heating and air conditioning systems.
And if another company says something big's broken,
call us for a second opinion.
805-423-5119. That's 805-423-5119. San Luis Obispo Heating and Air Conditioning, Inc., keeping you in the comfort zone.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, we'll have a pretty nice day with highs in the mid-80s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s. And we'll do mid-80s again on your Wednesday. Thursday, clouds rolling in. Upper 70s, mid-60s. Cloudy Friday. And then Saturday, we're now at about a 55% chance of rain, low 60s. Sunday, about a 50% chance of rain, low 60s. And Monday, some sunshine, back upper 60s, mid-70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7, up and down, 6:41 a.m., 7:29 p.m. We are still at 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Great meals at a reasonable price. Let's see, what do we have coming up? The Atascadero Elks Lodge will be holding a home, garden, and craft show Saturday, April 25th from 10 till 3. The lodge is located at 1516 El Camino Real. Admission is free, and there will be door prizes, drawing prizes, and over 25 vendors. So go down there and scrounge around and help out the Atascadero Elks Lodge as they help out a lot of local entities. And speaking of clubs, the Paso Robles Lions Club, they invite you to the invite the community to their red carpet prom night. This is big time stuff at the beautiful ballroom at the Paso Robles Inn. Guests will enjoy an evening of dancing, appetizers, desserts, a no-host bar, some music, and a photo booth, all in support of local youth, okay? And again, that's coming up on the 18th. The 18th from 7 till 10 at the absolutely gorgeous Paso Robles Inn Ballroom. So, as I always like to say, recreate making memories. All right. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Every day they have lunch, and then on the weekends, sure, brunch and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. All righty, the right choice. It's 11 minutes away from 7. At 8 at the right choice, KPRL.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Don't forget, mark your calendar May 19th through the 21st and take your valuables to sell. Go to BellaJewel.com for additional information. All right, the local celebrities on this Tuesday. It says Dave Smith going to the top of... No, 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 no. Locals never go to the top of the list. Although, that wouldn't be a bad idea if they would send me some green papers in the mail for seeing who goes to the top of the list. Kind of like what Soupy Sales did. Lily Ryan, Vicky Montgomery, Jimmy Scoville, Gene Stack, Amanda Thacker Gonzalez, Doreen Grogan, Alexandria Cook, Garrick Keats is having another birthday, Dan Thorpe, Jose Wafferling, Dave Drummond, Kathy McNamara, Emily Freeman, Maria Levigan, close enough. Natalie Nicolay, and Brittany Dalton. And I have another brother-in-law having a birthday. Yesterday it was Ron Gentry, and today it is JB, John Becker, my sister's husband back there. And I don't know if they're in Carolina or Connecticut this time of the year. I just can't keep track of that. Anyway, there you go. Those are your local celebrities. On my right-hand side, some people you probably have heard of over the course of your life, for example, the poet William Wordsworth, 1770-1850. The Little Napoleon, Baseball Hall of Famer, the manager, John McCrae, and he was a pretty good baseball player with the Baltimore Orioles, and then, of course, he's known primarily, though, as the manager of the New York Giants, and he was born in 1873 in upstate New York and died in 1934. He ran a very successful pool hall and bar in New York City, and also he was very instrumental after he retired of being on the Veterans Committee for the Hall of Fame, which really cheapened it. Again, he died in 1934, made a lot of bad decisions. They were very prejudiced against the new guys, believe it or not, even back then. Walter Winchell, the vaudeville performer and gossip columnist, 1873-1972. He would start his commentary on radio. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. Oh, this guy did some beautiful music, especially one of my all-time favorite themes, From a Summer Place. Percy Faith, 1908-1976. The actor Anthony Caruso, he was born in 1913. He died in 2003. Onward we go. The Lady Boy She Can Sing, A Lady Day, the jazz singer Billie Holiday, 1915-1959. Ravi Shankar, you remember George Harrison and the Beatles and all that stuff. He was sitar. He played at Woodstock. 1920-2012. James Gardner, The Rockford Files. That was a pretty cool show, and he was also in Maverick and others. He was born in 1928, 2014. He was a big Raiders fan. If you remember, you could see him on the sidelines. Who else? Oh, the singer of one of the all-time, it's corny, but it's one of the all-time country songs, Country Bumpkin. Cal Smith was born in 1932. He died in 2013 from MASH. And also, he was in Cool Hand Luke, you may remember. That would be Wayne Rogers, 1933-2015. Speaking of country singers and country songwriters, one of the best, and if it wasn't for somebody else, he would go to the top of the list today, but Bear Country, Mr. Bobby Bear. Oh, yeah, Detroit City, All-American Boy, 500 Miles, and The Jogger, and Marie Laveau, the list is endless. Bobby was born in 1935. Also, we have Charlie Thomas. Who was Charlie Thomas? He was one of the voices of a fabulous group, The Drifters. Charlie was born in 1937. He died in 2023. Everybody's favorite ex-governor, Jerry Brown, 1938. From the Jefferson Airplane or Starship, whatever, Spencer Dryden, 1938-2005. Francis Ford Coppola, the Godfather, mentioned that earlier today. Also, he was a screenwriter in Patton, which I did not know. Both excellent movies. He was born in 1939. Remember the TV show host David Frost? He was born in 1939. He died in 2013. From Jethro Tull, Mick Abrams, guitar player, 1943. From the Chiffons, we had one of her songs on the Friday thing a couple of weeks ago. And her name is Patricia Bennett. She was born in 1947. Hall and Oates, John Oates, 1949. You know, I read something about him the other day, not the other day, a couple of years ago. And, you know, in his semi-retirement, whatever, he likes to buy old houses and redo them. He does a lot of that up in the Northeast. Country drummer Don Dietrich from Restless Heart, he was born in 1951. At 17, and remember her, Janice Ian, 1951. From The Neck, Bruce Gary, 1952. He died in 2006. And here he is, one of the greatest running backs in college football history. Heisman Trophy winner. He shouldn't have won it twice. He should have won it in 75 over Archie Griffin. Tony Dorsett, he was born in 1954. Oh, remember this big boxing guy, the fight against Mike Tyson, James Buster Douglas, 1960. Russell Crowe was born in 1964. Steve Wisniewski played with the Raiders out of Penn State. He was born in 1967. This guy, I forget if he made it in or not, but he should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. What a running back out of Notre Dame. Played with a couple of teams. You Niner fans will remember Ricky Waters. He was born in 1969. He was an all-around running back. A cornerback and his brother, you know, Rondé and Tiki Barber. They were born in 1975. Ron Belliard, the shortstop, light hitting, but he was a pretty good fielder. He was born in 75. Kevin Alejandro, an actor from Golden Boy, 1976. Wide receiver, not a bad one. Troy Edwards, 1977. And I think that is it. Yes, indeed, that is it. All right, let's see who passed away on this day. Chris, somebody you may not know him, but I know that you are familiar with Dungeons and Dragons. Right?
Right.
Okay. The inventor or co-inventor, Dave Arntzen, died in this way in this day in 2009. So I know you'll have your head down the rest of the day. All right. The American actor who was the first James Bond, Barry Nelson, he played 007 in the 1954 live TV version of Casino Royale. Now, that was 8 years before Sean Connery. So anyway, he died in 2007. He also was in Airport and also in The Shining. And again, Barry was born in 1917, died in 2007. Bobby Buntrock died this day in 1974. Now, who in the heck was he? You remember, well, some of you remember him. He was in Hazel. He was the Baxter's son, Sport. Harold Sport. He was 21 years old. He died in a car accident. What happened was the bridge he was driving over was under construction, and he drove into a hole between the lanes. The doors of his vehicle were trapped by the sides of the hole, and he wasn't able to escape, and he drowned again. He was just 21 years old. Henry Ford died this day in 1947. One of his quotes, "Show me who makes a profit from war, and I'll show you how to stop the war." All right. Phineas Taylor Barnum, P.T. Barnum, was born on this day in 1891. Also passing away, you know this from the Rush Limbaugh show. He helped kind of make him or brought him back to some popularity. Clarence Frogman Henry, "I ain't got no home, and I don't know why I love you, but I do." The Frogman died in 2024. Also, James Hampton. Now, who was James Hampton? You remember F Troop. He was Private Dobbs. He died in 2021. An amazing person. He is a legend in the advertising industry, and he also did some great goofy stuff, St. George and the Dragnet and Dragnet Christmas and so forth, parody of the TV show. Stan Freberg. He was born in 2015. Mike Wallace died in 2012. The creator of BC comic strip, Johnny Hart, he died in 2007, and that is it. All right. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Oh, when he started playing football in high school back there in Pennsylvania, he was just 147 pounds, and the coaches did not believe he was big enough to play running back, so he was a defensive back. Well, they finally realized that, you know, this guy might be able to handle it, and he did. He became a sensation, and even at he was 155 pounds by the time he graduated from high school. And it was Johnny Majors who had taken over as the coach of the University of Pittsburgh, and I guess you could say he decided to take a chance on him. Well, it was a pretty good deal, because by the time he finished his college career, he had the most rushing yards in NCAA history. And again, he broke the Pitt rushing record in a year and a half, and Heisman in 76. And as I said, he should have won the Heisman in 75 over Archie Griffin. But that's besides the point. He's in both Hall of Fames. Tony Dorsett to the top.
Brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Paso Robles City Council will consider an appeal against two developments for the Ravine Water Park. Ravine Water applied for two new developments, which has been appealed, and the City Council can choose to approve or deny it in its meeting tonight at 6. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. CHP has released the identity of a woman killed in a multi-vehicle crash on Highway 101 north at the Cuesta Grade base on March 28th. 69-year-old Nancy Louise Cunningham of Stratham, Georgia, was hit by a Hyundai Tucson traveling northbound after already being involved in a collision. Drugs and alcohol are not believed to be factors, but the investigation is still ongoing. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Megastorage, marsmegastorage.com.
Tony Dorsett was taken number 2 overall in the 77 draft. The running back out of the Brain Surgeon University, Ricky Bell, was ahead of him. Super Bowl champ, offensive rookie of the year, pro bowler, you name it, he did it. And Tony Dorsett, pro football and college Hall of Famer. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.